And finally, after paying some bills, we are on to the last segment of the night, number 5, for Season 7, Episode 17, with the theme of reptilian swine. This is Slanderous Snakes. This segment is about... this segment looks at what happens when human snakes talk behind someone's back and why Navajos like to suffer. So what I'm trying to say about all this slanderous snakes is for the month of April 2024, there was a Klagato Veterans Organization meeting. Not the nonprofit, just a regular, what I thought was a bi-monthly meeting. But according to the ladies over at the Fort Defiance office, they're saying, oh, it's every month you guys are supposed to have a meeting. I was like, oh, shit. Excuse me. Well, anyways, so what ended up happening was the Navajo Veteran Network president, she showed up, made her presence. And I was here at home. I was like, ah, fuck, I ain't going to that meeting. Because like the past few chapter meetings and planning meetings that I went to with the regular chapter, Klagato Chapter House, it was very low quorum. Nobody really showed up. So I figured the same thing was happening over there. Nope. Apparently, everybody and their mother showed up, and that gave the perfect platform for the NVN president to get up there and fucking slander me down, man, saying, I don't know where he got the money, and I don't know what he did with the money. So this is how you know greedy people are jealous, and they're pissed that they can't win, because it's all they run to. That's their go-to, money, 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 money. And I guess she was like saying stuff like, yeah, we looked at the budget and everything's dropped down to $17,000. We don't know what he did with the money. And so right there, it started convincing people. Oh, wow, what did the Native Ravager do with that nonprofit money? And she's a good snake oil saleswoman. And so she fucking greased them up and, you know, knocked them down. And then some of that bank statements, I wrote down what I used the money for. Excuse me. And then she used that as leverage to say, well, you know, he didn't, he just used this money to fix his own vehicle. And that's where everybody was like getting all riled up, apparently. And the thing is, nobody thought to call me. Hey, Mateo, you know, get over here. You know, we want to know about your budget because the nonprofit president is here, and this is what she's saying about you. And I would have been like, well, just fucking hold on to your little flat Wranglers. I'll be there in no time. I would have went down there and said my piece, you know. But so anyways, after she was done basically trying to criminalize me for stealing money from my own nonprofit, that little faggot Klagato Veteran Commander, his little gay ass, he got up there, and then he starts... he starts mouthing off and he starts saying like, oh, well, yeah, he doesn't do what I tell him. And he just does things on his own. And he's just using that money all for himself. And what's funny is, you know, a lot of these guys are older folks. So they, as much as I kept telling him about the Navajo Veteran Network Facebook page, they never thought to look at that. So there goes that sheeple mentality. And anyways, so I don't know what else was said, but another veteran just told me, kind of gave me like a basic rundown saying, oh, they were just, they were talking shit about you. And oh, I got really pissed. And I stood up and I said, oh, I'm pissed off. I'm highly pissed off because you guys are talking about him and he's done a lot for us. And this is how you guys are paying him. And then the commander's like, oh, are you drunk? And he's like, so what if I'm drunk? He's like, well, you can't be here. If you're drunk, you're getting belligerent. You're yelling. He's like, I am not yelling. I'm just telling you that I'm pissed off. And I don't like the way you guys are talking about, Mateo there. And so, you know, he's like, he'd done a lot for us. And he points at the Navajo Veteran Network president and the, what do you call it? Asshole, the commander. He's like, you two haven't done shit for us. All you two do is just run your mouths. He was like, so right there, you know, he already became a target. So the other thing is when this what do you call it? The I lost my train of thought here. So anyways, basically what was going on is just slander. And had I known that was going on, like I said, I would have been there, you know, ASAP. But then when he came back and he told me, he goes, okay, look, this is what they said about you. And this is what I said. He goes, there's supposedly another meeting next, sometime soon. There's going to be a special meeting. So, you know, that was this past Sunday, the 14th of April. And I was like, fuck this shit, man. I'm going to get ready for all this. So what I did was I went back, you know, within the few days that I had, you know, when I was told about this, I was telling my mom, I said, you know, I got to find all this paperwork because I want to prove to these assholes that, you know, I am doing what I could, you know, and where all this accusations are coming from is from a place of jealousy because these two fuckheads couldn't do anything on their own. So what I ended up doing was, oh, man, I went back through a lot of my paperwork. I was like, oh, shit, this is gold. I forgot about this one. I forgot about this one. So I started adding them all up. And man, I was sure fucking fired up Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock, to really go in there and say, oh, you know, let's see you talk shit behind my back now. You know, I'm here and I got proof and I got evidence. So, you know, let's see where you're at now, you know. But, we got there, me and my mom, we got there early because I let my mom know what was going on. Man, my mom was fucking fired up too, man. She wanted to tear some ass, you know. I was like, yeah, fuck it, go for it. Don't hold back, you know. What are they going to do, argue with an elderly? What are they going to do, hit you? If they do, you know, that'll be the last thing they ever do to you, you know, because I'll be there. Anyways, so we got there early and that faggot commander, he comes out. I said, look, mom, there's his van, that little bitch. So he comes pulling up. He gets out. He sees me and my mom in our vehicle, and he pretends to look for paperwork or something. Then he slowly starts making his way to the chapter house. And I told my mom, and then my mom goes, oh, he looks scared. I said, good. I hope he's scared. And so we kind of waited a little bit, and then I was like, ah, shit, I forgot this paperwork about the stone building and the veteran cemetery. I left that folder back at the house. So then my mom goes, all right, let's go back. So we went back. It was behind the seat. I was like, oh, fuck, man. I guess I got too caught up in the anger and the hate that I forgot that I brought it with me. So anyways, after that, we went back to the house. We went back to the chapter house. And then we walked in and I was like, yeah, you better fucking take notice that I'm here, you know. And there were some people there, a few people, pretty much everybody that I knew that was there, just only like two of them were neutral. No, I say about three of them were neutral. And then the rest of them were pretty much on our side, or my side. And then the other one is just the faggoty ass commander sitting there. I was like, all right, you little bitch, man, I'm going to fucking shove this shit right up in your face, you know. Let's see you talk shit now, you know. Man, I was all ready to go, and then one of the new board members for the NVN came up to me, and it's an old buddy, you know, and she goes, do you have that paperwork about the court? Because if you don't, we can't let you talk. I was like, this is one weird fucking special meeting, but I was like, yeah, I have an extra copy at home. She goes, can I have it? So that way we can add to this, and I was like, all right, so I had my buddy bring me over here. On the way over, I explained to him. I was like, dude, look, when I get up there and start talking, you know, I'm going to give you the opportunity to say something because what you were working on, you know, I was supporting you, but I really couldn't do much because the nonprofit, the way it was structured by this stupid, ugly bitch was not going anywhere. So, you know, it turned your programs into a failure and it turned mine into a failure. And you and I, we both know the possibilities of what can be done in Clagato and the changes that can be done. I said, and I actively seen you working on this stuff. I said, and you know, I was been, you know, proactive. I said, you know, so all this time I wasn't jealous of you. I didn't hate you for trying to steal my ideas. You just were doing your thing. And I wanted to support you more, but financially, there was only so much I could do. And he goes, oh, dude, I understand, man. So I got the papers. Then we went back and he was just telling me his take on it, saying that the board president doesn't look like she's fit for the job. And I was like, fuck yeah, man. You know, and I told him, did you come to the last meeting? You know, the actual monthly meeting. He goes, no, I didn't make it. And I was telling him, oh, well, this is what apparently these assholes are saying about me just because I wasn't there. I said, and now, you know, I don't see them. And when we got back to the chapter house, the vice commander for the Clagato veterans said to the one of the NVN members, she goes, oh, yeah, the president called. And she says she emailed, not called, but she emailed me that she's not going to be here. I was like, what the fuck, man? Come on, you pussy. You were just out here earlier. Oh, fucking, you were cock of the walk, weren't you? And then now that you know that I'm here, oh, fucking suddenly there's an email saying that you're not going to make it. Oh, well, how fucking convenient, you know, I was thinking. And I was going to use that to say to the spouses and veterans that were there, oh, look, you know, the damn NVN president, she only uses you guys when it's convenient for her. And why is this whole special meeting going on? Well, obviously she got the court papers, so she's trying to make herself look good. She's trying to make herself not look like the person that she actually is, because I have the evidence, you know. And I was going to say that to them right then and there, but I was like, all right, wait, let's wait till this meeting starts. They got the quorum now, you know, and I'm going to shred into the Clagato veteran commander, that little bitch, and you know, oh, this is going to be so fucking enjoyable for me, you know. Too bad she's not here, but fuck, I'll work with what I can get, you know. And then here comes that former, well, she is still a friend, basically. So she comes up and she says, well, do you have another paper saying that you're able to speak on the behalf of yourself because of this court paperwork? I was like, no, I don't have that. I don't remember what she called it. It was some generic term. I just can't remember, but I told her, I said, no, I don't have anything like that. She goes, oh, well, we can't let you speak then. I said, well, what kind of meeting is this then? She goes, oh, this is a workshop. It's a workshop session for the NVN. I was like, you serious? She's like, yeah. And I was like, there's a flyer over at the store on the community bulletin board. It says Clagato Veterans Special Meeting. And she looked up. She's like, really? I said, yeah. I said, that's the whole reason why I'm here, is because I thought it was a Clagato Veterans Special Meeting with the Clagato Veterans. She goes, oh, no, no. This is a NVN workshop session. And I was like, ah, oh, fuck, man. I'm not going to waste my time. You know, she goes, well, you can sit here if you want. You can listen, but you can't say anything. I was like, well, I'm going home then. I said, man, what's the point of me being here if I can't say anything? I told her, I said it. So I got up and I said, all right. I said, mom, let's go. I said, my mom goes, huh? She goes, why? And I said it out loud so that faggot commander could hear me. I said, this is a nonprofit work session. I said, this is not a Clagato veteran meeting. I said, so let's go. And then I said, I'll explain it to you on the way home. I said, and then she goes, okay. So my mom started getting up. We were leaving. And then the Clagato veteran secretary, she goes, well, Mateo, you don't have to leave. You can stay here. And I turned my head back and I said, well, if I can't say anything, then there's really no point in me being here. I said, I'll wait till the next one. I said, so then we walked out. Man, that fucking commander was shitting bricks, you know. And I was like, well, that's what you fucking get for trying to slander me behind my back, you know, you fucking asshole. And the board president, you know, just goes to prove that she's just a little bitch anyways, using the veterans to her advantage and, you know, fucking trying to drag my name through the mud when all this whole time I was right there and I was, you know, I was here and everybody that was convinced of what she said, they didn't even show up to the work session. So I'm like, well, there, you just lost your core audience, because that's what I've been dealing with this whole time, a lack of participation on behalf of the veterans. The spouses, yeah, they're involved. They want to be a part of some things, but the fact that they're not there proves why all this information was not known to them, because they don't fucking care. And, you know, for me, I was like ready to tell them that. I was like, you guys don't know what's going on because you don't fucking care. Here I was bringing up all this information to you and you guys didn't even give a fuck, man. Yeah. I brought up these classes and look, I have the sign-in sheets right here. All of you that are complaining, I don't see your name on the sign-in sheet. So you really don't have a right to complain about me using the money for my vehicle. And then once over, I wanted to really add another punch to that. And I was going to say, all the stuff I did prior to us getting a, what was it, $50,000 grant was all out of my own pocket. It might have been close to, I was guessing between $3,000 to $4,000, but maybe by the time we got the nonprofit grant money, it could have been as much as $5,000 I spent using my own money, because there was also like times where I used my own gas money to drive around and get things done. And sometimes I would pay with my own money for like paper services, like faxing and all that shit. So with that being said, I was going to tell them. So after all that, I only used about $300 to $400 in the last time before these fuckheads fucked me over. And that money, even then, I had it ready to put back into the account, but they fucking locked me out. So how the fuck am I supposed to put the money back in when these assholes lock me out? And the fact that I use this nonprofit money on the vehicle that I use to get things done in order for you guys to have a running nonprofit, which you didn't even fucking want to participate in, you know, that's where, you know, yeah, what's so wrong with that? What's so wrong with me using some of that instead of paying myself? I use it for the goods of having a vehicle to get me around, transportation. I was gonna say, because you guys weren't even there when I needed you. And even when I did need you, you didn't want to give me a ride. You didn't want to, you know, you didn't even want to pick me up when I was hitchhiking. When I was stranded on the side of the road with a car, I never seen any of you slowing down to come over and help me. So why does it matter to you that I use it to fix the car so I wouldn't be in those situations? Because I know how predictable you guys are and don't want to help me. So, oh man, I had all that shit ready to go. But with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and end the episode now and try to upload it before it gets too dark. But thank you all once again for listening. And hopefully we still got our two new listeners tapping in and hearing what I got to say. But so far, that's been my episode 17 for season 7. And after this, we got 5 more episodes. So let's go keep the momentum rolling. And excuse me, and we'll be done. So other than that, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Keep your ears to the ground, loyal horn-toed listeners. And you'll hear me in the next one. Yeah, see ya.